joining us at our Patriots Monday studios. Brandon Merriweather's here. Good to see you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you? Okay?
How you doing? That's the big question. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Man, that was a tough situation yesterday. What did you think? What did you think when Bill Belichick made the decision, 4th and 2 from his own 28-yard line, we're going to go for it?
Oh, I was excited.
Really?
Yeah, I was ecstatic. You know, anytime you got a coach that you know, trusts your defense so much to give Peyton Manning the ball on the 20-yard line or better yet, go for it to win the game right there, you know, you got to be excited. You got to be behind him 100. And, you know, whenever Bill make a decision like that, we always behind him. You know, that's the Bill Belichick that everybody know.
Now, there's some folks out there who suggest that it was an indication that he didn't trust the defense to be able to stop Peyton Manning. If we punt the ball away, our defense can't hold him off. Did you feel that at all?
No, not at all. You know, Peyton Manning did have two late great drives, you know what I mean? But that's Peyton Manning. You know, our defense, you know, we'll bend but don't break defense. So, you know, I'm sure Bill thought that, you know, if he go ahead and win the game, then we don't have to give Peyton Manning the ball at all. We ain't even got to try. But at the same time, you know, hey, he made a decision and the team stuck behind him 100.
Didn't you feel like this was frustrating from a fan standpoint and a media standpoint? I felt like you guys had control of the entire game. It never crossed my mind that you were going to lose the game. Did you walk out of there with any kind of frustration because you knew that was a game you guys should have won?
Yes. That's what I was mostly frustrated about, that, you know, this the second time that, you know, offense that gave the defense a lead and we didn't keep it. You know, it's the second time this year. You know, I thought we learned from the first time against Denver, but, you know, apparently we still got some learning to do.
You don't have to play in a game against Tom Brady, so it should be an easier question here. Is there any quarterback who puts the pressure every single play on a defense the way Peyton Manning does?
From what I done played, no. You know what I mean? Besides Tom, from what I done played, no. But I'm sure I have never played against Drew Brees, but from watching him, I'm sure he do the same. And Phillip Rivers starting to do that. You know, he's starting to put a lot of pressure on the defense. Ben Roethlisberger, too, he'll do the same every now and then. Brett Favre. But, you know, other than Peyton Manning that I done played against, you know, it's nobody that, you know, at any play he could make his team look great.
I mean, you wouldn't be one of the guys who would get substituted for, but the fact that he doesn't allow defensive substitutions, does it take its toll on a defense?
Sometimes. Sometimes it do, you know. Especially in the dome, it's hard to breathe in after a while, after you done did 15 plays straight, and, you know, you have to come right back on the field. So, you know, after a while, you get used to it, but it do take its toll on the defense.
Hey, Brandon, tell us about your development at the safety position from, you know, your rookie year to now.
I had a lot of help. I had a whole lot of help. You know, Hot Rod, well, Rodney Harrison. Y'all know him as Rodney Harrison.
He remember that? He came in here talking about, remember you saying to Ty Warren, my wife calls me Hot Rod. I wonder why. Yeah, we saw the Hot Rod persona.
Yeah, Hot Rod taught me a lot. You know, James Sanders has taught me, you know, a lot too. You know, James Sanders has been in my shoes before. Well, he came in, he was on the bench, you know, he was the one who I could go to and just be like, man, what's going on? You know, to keep my spirits high. And, you know, Hot Rod was the one who told me just keep pushing, you know what I mean? He was the one who taught me how to play the game at safety in the NFL lead. And James was the one who pretty much kept me sane.
And you know what? I got to admit this. I only had one criticism of you. And it had nothing to do with you. And Dale knows what this is. The year you were drafted, I said, the only thing is I got no problem with Brandon Merriweather, but if they had drafted John Beeson, I'm a big John Beeson fan, and you're probably a big John Beeson fan too, because you play with him. Oh, tell us about what it was like to play with John Beeson.
Oh, John Beeson is an animal. He's an animal. He's a sideline to sideline guy. You know, he's not as big as people think, but he will knock you out. You know, John Beeson is a great player to play on. You know, I happened to play behind him for 3 years in a row, you know, and he made things a lot easier for me. So, you know, the play with John was a tremendous, you know, asset in my career. So he helped me out a lot, man. John Beeson is a great person, and he's also a great teammate.
So just so you know, it wasn't personal.
Oh, no. It's never personal.
It's not personal.
It's never personal.
Brandon, is there any concern in your mind as you get ready now to take on the next opponent? The Jets are in here next Sunday. Is there any worry in your mind at all that this could carry over, that the emotional loss last night could have a carryover into this week?
No. No, we have a veteran team. Not at all. I'm not even thinking twice about it. You know, our team is a one game a week, you know, team. So we don't think about the next opponent. So right now, that game is out of our mindset. You know, we thought about it last night. We slept on it, and now it's time to go. You know, you never dwell on a win or you dwell on a loss. So right now, it's all about the Jets, and our Jets is our one game season right now.
So, you know, I got to admit, just as a fan, I've been waiting for the Jets game here. Since that loss early on in the year and the way the Jets were acting, I couldn't wait to see them here.
To be honest, me too.
Yeah, you do.
I think everybody been waiting for this matchup again, you know, because the way they was talking and the way they came out, and, you know, we didn't play great, but, you know, they came out with a win. But I think everybody been waiting for this one.
How does the defense, in your opinion, how does the defense get better where there's less bending and no breaking?
I think we just got to go back to the drawing board. You know what I mean? I think we was playing good, you know, before, and I think last week we just, you know, showed our hand too much, and we just, you know, let Peyton Manning dictate what we were supposed to do in later in the game. You know, for the first, you know, half, we did great. You know what I mean? We dictated to him, and we didn't let him know what we were doing. We were disguising and doing things well. But in the second half, you know, I think we started to get a little fatigue and started to show our hand too much, and he started to pick us apart. So I think we just have to get back to the drawing board and realize what we do good and what we don't do good and stick to that.
You should know that on Patriots Mondays, Rodney Harrison used to sit in that chair on Mondays, and would talk to us every week. And all the stuff you said about Rodney Harrison, he said nicer things about you than that. He's been talking about you to us for a while now and talking about the leader that he thinks you're going to become on this team.
Hopefully I can fit them shoes.
And Vince says the same things, too. Vince. Big Vince.
Big V? Hey, that's surprising. That's surprising. You know, Big V is like my big brother, you know. But he's always busting my chops about every little thing, you know, about the people I hang out with, you know, about, you know, the things I do in practice. So he's always one who always give me hard times about everything. But I don't know, for him to say something nice, you know what I mean? Well, I guess he would say it to y'all and not to me.
I was going to say, yeah. I wish we had it on tape. We could play it back for you. Maybe next time.
He's only looking out for you with love, though, right?
Yeah. That's Big V, though. You know, he do everything with love. And, you know, if he feel like I'm not doing something right, he the first person who's going to come and tell me. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm happy that, you know, I got people on my team that thinks I could step up into a leader role. And hopefully one day I will.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes to come in. I know there hasn't been a whole lot of sleep going on for the folks in this facility today.
It won't be a whole lot of sleep.
No,
for the next
not.
Couple weeks.
Good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brandon Merriweather joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.